Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You had her biceps. You had a firm grip around her biceps. And when you stood up, that is why they came straight off the bone.
Biceps is the best.
Are we rolling?
Word.
Sorry, I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Matt, you look concerned.
Yeah,
what's wrong?
That was all you. You did that. Anyway, let's begin the podcast.
Biceps.
Welcome to episode number 20. This is Woody and Kleiny.
Coming at you.
Straight out of Rockhampton. This is halfway point, everyone. So fucking relax. You can sit down now. We're halfway through this season. We got 20 more of these fucking things.
Fucking hell.
Michael's just doing some self-talk. He's trying to convince himself to relax. Because, look, he's had quite a large amount of weed.
So have you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm so cluttered.
But last week, some crazy shit. Some crazy shit went down, didn't it? We've fucking been filming some... This is just not even a purpose plug. I was just reminded of this. We've just been filming some fucked up website videos.
So fun.
And it's fucking fun. And like, yeah, by the way, this is sponsored by our website, University of Markle. There's some fucking crazy shit that's going to come out. We had a first to laugh losers competition that we filmed last week and it got fucking out of control. Yeah, wow. Like I got a new haircut now. Like I don't want to give too much away, but Jesus, Michael did things that no one should ever, no one should see. No one like I feel I'm ashamed, but it's also just so in awe.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's like whoa, it's next level, sick.
Yeah, we can't. Let's not tell him. Let's not tell him what I did.
That's all you get. That's what you're going to get right now. You got to pay. You want to get. Oh, no. You can just sign up 14 days free.
For free.
For free.
Did you clean the wall?
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, I had a bit of a go, but you get clean.
I don't really have disinfectant in the house.
Yeah, don't give it away.
I got scared. I had like, I was really high the other night and I got like paranoid because of all the glass that's in my foot. That I've been walking around. And I was going to have a feces infection in the bottom of my foot.
Yeah, yuck. That would
and
be.
I fucking got in my own head. I literally thought I was going to get like gangrene or some fuck shit on
you
my foot for ages.
So hard.
Yeah, I was like so high. I was like, fuck, I've got to go to the hospital.
Anyway. Bullshit, really?
No, I just got it, triggered me to be like, fucking hell.
Man, you really get stressed out in those
situations. If
man.
I get too high, I just go into a void of fucking anxiety.
Wow, that's that sounds horrible.
Anyway, I shat on the ground. Basically, everyone
to make me laugh. But yeah, anyway, you got to watch it. The episode's not on the website yet, but it will be in the coming weeks. All right, Matthew Brown,
Gregory
fucking Brown. He's come back this week and he came in extra early to try and redeem himself from. And again, so sorry, everyone, that you guys had to hear that fucking piece of shit that he come up with last week.
What was it? I can't remember.
It was like, it was no effort. Like, you know what I mean? And like, we were furious with him
last
for days.
One, we were a bit cross with you, yeah.
For days after. Like, I keyed his car. I was like, yeah.
I spat in his food.
Yeah, I threw bricks at your mum's house. Like, I haven't even told you that, but I did that.
You hate her.
Yeah. So he's come in a bit earlier and he's come up with these well-written and I must say well-researched, Matthew. You have redeemed yourself. Very well-researched.
Stand up, man.
Stand up, mate. Yeah, thanks.
Come on.
Stand up there. He's actually standing
up. You are so good right now, dude.
Thank you.
You're a fucking hero.
On this day in 1964, Neil Armstrong developed a way to communicate with the moon. Over the next few years, he even developed a relationship with the moon and was often spotted at night staring up at the sky and wanking during full moons. Years later, when he landed on the moon, he bent the moon over Earth and started slamming the fucking thing from behind, which caused hundreds of tidal waves back on Earth because the moon affects the tide or some shit.
Dude, I love it when you said spotted. It's very beautiful. Very good. Spotted. Spotted.
Spotted, Matthew. Spotted. Spotted. Spotted, spotted.
Do you remember Spot the Dog?
Yeah, yeah. I loved his books, man. He was like
so
a great
writer.
So he was
popular. I thought I was the only one who knew about him.
That author, man, influenced my childhood like deep, man. Like, he doesn't even know. Shout out to the Spot the Dog author, man, because you fucking pulled me out of some holes, some emotional holes, let me tell you.
What about, is it Spotty or Spot?
Spot.
Okay, Spot the Dog. There you go. I like the way you said spotted, and that's fucking insane. How the fuck...
He fucked the moon, like
he fucked a moon,
and like Earth would have been just the water would have been gone like this all over Earth because he's fucking the moon. He's got the moon bent over Earth. Very like sickening, very evil man by the sounds of it.
Wow.
Anyone out there knows Neil Armstrong? He's an evil, evil man. Okay, I don't want you to go near him. If he has the power to do this, something like that, to something so big, like just imagine what he could do to you and your family. So please, just stay away from Neil Armstrong, everyone, to spread the word. I'm not joking. Like, tell everyone, okay?
What about throw shit at him? Like Judge Judy or what?
No, just people need to know so no one goes near him, okay? No one. Stay away from him. Don't even look at him. He's very, very dangerous.
Oh, Matthew Brown.
It's just...
Oh, yeah, it's Matthew Brown! Yeah, dude! Get up! Come on! Whoa! Oh, Matthew Brown! Holy shit!
Oh. On this day, in 2003, Robin Williams was seen walking down Hollywood Boulevard, repeatedly saying, Robin Williams. It was reported that before long, there was at least 50 Robin Williamses all walking together and chanting, Robin Williams. They were told to move on by law enforcement when the chants became too loud and aggressive. It is not known what happened to the other 49 Robin Williamses, but scientists think that they could be hiding in your closet, waiting for you to fall asleep so that they can peel your skin off with a potato peeler while gently whispering, Robin Williams.
Oh! Robin Williams.
That's a deep, dark one, that one. And that's really going to... Like, imagine hearing that now.
I loved Robin Williams.
But now imagine hearing that. Robin Williams. Robin Williams. You'd always be thinking, is that him? Robin is that one of hims?
How... Fuck, how do you... Peel my skin off? There's so many of him. Ready to peel we my, should do that.
Ready to peel my fucking skin off with a potato peeler? Very specific. Yeah, very specific fucked. Journalism, Matthew. That's what we wanted, hey?
It was hard
what we fucking
find.
Wanted. That is fucking specific, down to the teeth. Down to the teeth of the beast. On this day in 1997, Lady Gaga revealed her most controversial costume yet at a music event in LA. She became pregnant 9 months earlier and timed it so that she was in labor for the event and had half of an actual baby hanging out of her while she dressed as a big red goose. She called the costume the big red goose with a baby hanging out of it. Lady Gaga's commitment to costumery is impressive. I will say that. I will say that. That's on record, me saying that. Isn't that right?
That's on the records.
She was fucking crazy with her shit. But that doesn't surprise me.
She does love her fashion.
I don't remember seeing that one in the papers, but like, I'm definitely going to Google that after. And you all should. Google Lady Gaga big red goose with a baby hanging out of it.
Might give it inspiration.
On this day in 1978, John Travolta was addicted to massaging. He was being massaged 24 hours around the clock, even while he slept, and would start throwing wild haymakers if there was ever a pause in his massages. At his most addicted, he had 15 masseuses hired to massage him full time and even bit a nose off of one of his masseuses when she fell asleep during an 18-hour massage shift. John Travolta's addiction came to an end when he started fucking planes.
Wow, he's got his pilot license.
Yeah, I know. So that must have been the change.
Holy shit. What do you think of John Travolta?
Yeah, he's a very like crazy by the sounds of it. He's addicted to massaging. Like they're good, but I can't. It'd feel like it'd get annoying after a while.
Why did you go over there?
Have a drink. No one could see me. They might have seen me for a second.
Why did you go over
there? No, don't do that.
Michael always takes the podcast equipment, which is Matthew's, for our Twitch streaming after this. And he just takes it and without any regard for Matthew's feelings. And then I'll say, please, Michael, please go and put them back after. And he'll say, no. Oh, it's only podcast. It's Twitch streaming is what I want to do. Says shit like that. It's really like, isn't it been upsetting, Matthew?
Yeah, our relationship's on the down.
Yeah, it's like really taking...
It'll come back.
Taking a nasty turn. Yeah. But they always work it out. Like Michael will just buy something nice or like some big gesture and then Matthew Brown will be friends again.
Yeah, they love... Yeah, it's, I don't... I'm too high for that. Oh, shit. They're fully trying to create a rivalry between me. Because of fucking Twitch and podcast battles.
Oh man, all right. Next fucking segment has been
ooh, that and, hurt.
And it's a segment where you guys just send in questions and we just answer them on the fucking this is a fucking we answer fucking questions here, cunt. I'm feeling it in.
Dude, that's so fucked. I'm feeling it in. You're like a flaccid dick trying to force it fucking in the vagina with your hand. I'm feeling it in. Imagine saying that to a girl.
I'm filling it in.
Even filling the air. I'm filling it in is even fucked. Whoa. I'm feeling it in.
Oh my god. Okay. That is ridiculous.
I'm feeling it in. This one's from messy.worldwide.
Oh no, that sounds like a fucked name already.
Are we here?
Oh my god.
That is a good question. What it's hard to tell.
Yeah, that is the question. That is the question. That is like you've just asked the question to the questions who are always questioning the question. Do you know what I mean?
It is like a question mark. Like,
yeah, and that's what we are in a way. We are questions.
So
I hope we've answered that for you.
Yeah. That's a hard one, but that's I really like that. That's very, very mystical.
Yeah.
Seth_Hansel524. Are you planning on making another magpie video?
Yeah, we want to, but like every time we do it, we always get all these animal people like, you know, having a go at us because it stresses the bird out. And also Facebook and YouTube, all that shit's instantly demonetized now.
Yeah.
So like...
Probably not.
Probably not.
Unless like we come up with a good science experiment for it.
Yeah, but like, yes, it's just a good idea to stay away from animals in videos because you never you can't ever win. Remember the bee video as well?
Yeah.
People fucking blew up about that.
Everyone gets a bit sad.
We got stung like 50 bees and everyone's like, yeah, you've killed 50 bees. Even though we're promoting a bee farm, trying to like help it to get some sales, which we did. But anyway.
Yeah. Should we cut that?
No! That must stay.
Okay.
That's the palate cleanser.
Andrew. It says active now, so I can't see his actual tag. So it's just Andrew.
Imagine if that was his question. Andrew! ! Can you fire Matthew Gregory Brown from Holson because of his appealing efforts? I think it means appalling. On the fourth fact last episode.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I've also contacted him directly about this issue. Yeah, I know. Yeah, mate. Andrew, we know. Okay, he was severely reprimanded after last week's episode.
We
got him down and we're tickling him and grabbing him and trying to really get our fingers into his flesh. So, yeah, we really made him uncomfortable there for a good 4 or 5 hours. And, you know, he's redeemed himself tonight. He has. So, you know, we'll put our fucking issues to the side now, boys, and we'll fucking move forward. There's one unit. There's one fucking strong unit, boys. We're fucking a team, cunt. Ain't nothing come between us.
USA! Rock,
full of
USA!
Actual cunt.
Oh, Matt's so cute. Look at him. He looks so cute. All right. When it comes to life, how many is worse?
When it comes to life, a man is worse. Fucking hell, that's a deep, deep mathematical question.
About it. Imagine if life was what's it called? Reincarnation. Imagine if you were reincarnated every time, but you had like 100 fly lives.
Oh, yeah.
So how many lives are worse? Come on, dude. Give us something. I need something out of your mouth.
Bitcoin.
I want to hear it.
Matt thinks Bitcoin.
I want to hear you say a word. Can you just say a word for me?
Googlag.
Oh, Googlag. That's so different to gulag.
Always trying to be cheeky and mixed it up a
bit. Oh, spicy.
Anyway, the boys are twitching tonight. Make sure you get on it.
Yeah. Whoa, he sounds hot.
Oh, actually.
He sounds hot.
Did you like that segue? Yeah.
That was hot. Okay. Sarah Kate Irons, what was the thing Marty put on Michael's ass in the website? So I guess they're talking cigarette. About yeah, cigarette. Yeah, so if you sign up to the website, you get to watch that.
But you get to watch me put a cigarette out on his
you
ass.
You were a foul mum.
Yeah, I was a deep bitch. Ooh. I was a deep sea bitch. Fucking deep diving bitch.
Oh, look.
Oh.
Clang clang.
Could I sniff your clay pen?
We're just filming the podcast, clang clang.
Ooh. Ooh. What did he say?
Shlelele.
Hello? Hello?
Shlelele.
He wants to hear it again.
Shalalalala.
Again, tell him again.
Shalalalala.
Yes, sing it to him.
We gotta go, dude. Shalalalala. Cut that, Connor.
Was that not good, Matt?
Yeah, maybe.
It's pretty good.
I don't know. That's a normal phone call.
Yeah, just, I think we should let them see what our fucking phone call's like with our friends. We're gonna leave it all in.
Who was that?
Lockie.
Oh, okay.
F-I-X-X-X-I.
Fuck.
F-I-X-X-X-1. I need glasses.
Yeah,
I can't see.
You're right. You probably do need fucking glasses.
Can you guys make Tennis Ball Destruction Part 2?
Yeah, we can. Okay, we will. Done.
Yeah, we're going to do a lot of the old live streams. I reckon we really do them. Even...
Fuck.
Yeah, true.
It's going to be so painful. It's but yeah, we suck. Will.
As the squash ball would be...
Yeah, the squash ball, we are going to be like fucking...
So bruised up.
It was so horrifically painful, the squash balls.
Remember the slingshot? Yeah. The marble slingshots?
Yeah.
They were quite...
They took some chunks off, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, I don't want to do it again thinking about it. And maybe not. Maybe we won't do these videos.
We're
again.
Older and softer.
I have memories of our friend James throwing fruit at you. I can't remember what, maybe oranges or something. And I remember Marty getting hit in the face, and it was like he was rocked in a boxing match and walked off around the corner because
that's right.
He was badly hurt.
Oh man,
fuck.
Those oranges fucked us up. Oranges suck to get hit with. They're so
apples are way better because they just disintegrate. Mm. But the oranges just fucking stay whole and they just dig in.
And such a deep bruising.
My God. I don't ever want to do that again.
I don't think we can.
We might. We'll try. I don't fucking hell.
We'll do it.
Yeah, we'll do it.
All in one day.
All right, this is Alec Cavagino 3. When the fuck are you or Matt or Bosley starting an OnlyFans?
We're not, we have decided, we've discussed it as a three and as a four with Bosley. But no, we have decided not to start an OnlyFans yet. Didn't we say don't, you know, we did say never. And Matt had his shirt off. So things got kind of hot. Things were kind of hot
so
and heated.
Good, dude.
It was after his reprimand at the end of last episode.
He was all sweaty.
Yeah, and he was being all like sultry and sexy and twisting his body in ways that I've never seen before.
He just fucking keep looking at us twisting around.
Like a python coiled up.
Oh my God, dude. You're so cute. All right.
Oh, man.
Here we go. This one's from Andre with three
Andre
E's,
the Giant.
When are you going to do vlogs and why is Matthew Brown from Statistician Research not in the podcasts?
He is.
Come here, dude.
No. I am in the podcast. I just produce from behind the camera.
Yeah, and he twists his body.
But I got my own little microphone.
Mm. Yeah, we got three mics now.
Mm. We're growing up.
I'm a
We got three
boy
big
now.
Pretty lights facing us. Like, Jesus, we're really going all out. We got a green screen. Fucking hell. Well, this is like a proper podcast now, isn't it?
Put it there, man.
Bravo! Bravo!
I have been crowned champion.
Fuck! That was so good.
What the fuck?
Whoa, fuck. Okay, I gotta focus on the thing.
Try and get through at least two more questions. Guys,
shit, okay. This is from fucking. Oh, I can't pronounce your name. Afhavna. If you guys could change your name, what would we change our name to?
I think I would go with a crisp but elegant McClain. Yeah, it's powerful but effective.
I'd have to go with Clele.
Yeah, we already have become Clele.
Clele is one of our favorites. Or Clang. Clang or Clele.
Yeah, so those would be our names.
Oh. Do your best. That's what I wanted to... I thought of it. This is what I wanted to talk about at the start. Now.
Go on.
Do it. You have to do your best clang, clang, clang.
In song.
Yeah. Oh. You know the...
Yeah.
The tune. I'll try first. Oh, fuck, I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah.
Clang, clang. Oh, you fuck! You can't! You fucked it! Okay, here we go. Clang, clang, clang.
Clang, clang, clang.
Yeah, I reckon you've got it. I like that. That was good, dude. That was fucking really good. Whoa. Okay. Okay, John J_Dan34. All right, Marty, would you start your own dairy farm and have you guys reached the pinnacle of science and being the best?
There is no pinnacle to being the best. And
you can always get greater.
You can always peak the peak so that you will die
peaking. It's infinite.
You'll die peaking like you've had six caps.
It's like just bigger than the universe.
Yeah, and then even then you can double it. Fuck it.
Yeah, you can.
Double that, then after that, probably.
Wow.
Fuck it, I'll do it again. Thrice the double. Boom. Now we're at a circle.
And would
everything
you
starts again. And here we are.
Holy shit. Dairy farm, would you have
no.
it?
No.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able
That's
to have
That's what
a
all
dairy
of that
farm.
Means.
Whoa, look at Boz. He's looking hot, dude.
Oh, he's such a sook. God. Just wants to go home so we can sleep on my bed. Because he's tired because he's been taken out.
Whoa! imagine in the eye.
It's loaded. It's ready to roll.
Ah, never hit us in the eye.
For those Always wondering angry. Why we're screaming,
oh
it's because Matthew Brown randomly just aims this toy gun at us and it has one bullet in it. We can see it.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, my God.
That was my eye.
That was his eye, man. So, like, you've just gone and cost the studio Please. $15.
Okay, Landon Schofield, what's your favorite series on What We Do? So, like, Rock Roulette or whatever. I like the fucking, what's the science experiments.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
It's
the science experiments.
You're changing the world with it.
Yeah. And, you know, some of the pranks are fucking definitely hilarious.
Not fun for me most of the time.
But, you know, the little pranky fucking compilation ones aren't our favorite, don't they?
Murphy's Law. I liked that vid. I watched that for the, like, first time in ages. Check that vid out. No, not Murphy's Law. Don't watch that one. It was fucking... is gravity real? Is
force versus force? Oh, no.
Yeah, force versus force is pretty good. All right. Miko. Clang, clang, clang.
Clang, clang, clang.
All right, that's it. I'm pretty sure. Fucking hell.
All right, next. Next segment, and it has been renamed... Freaking
yeah, I love the ending.
Right. And this is a segment where we just open shit that you guys have sent to our PO box, which is written here. Our PO box. If you want to send us something, we will open it on the podcast. Okay, you want to send us your dick? You want to see your dick on the podcast? You want us to see your dick in a box?
Oh, you're just planting seeds. Last time we asked for shit and we got shit.
Snip it off. Snip off your dick and fucking post it to us. Just and we'll fucking open it here live. You'll see it. And we'll definitely post it if you send us your... I promise you.
Even just a bit. Even like just a little bit of your dick.
Even if
like
it ruins our career. Even if this ruins our career, snip your dick off and send it to us.
Do you reckon someone would?
No, don't snip your dick. Connor, if that sounds too convincing, cut some of that out. Now I'm literally fucking worried someone's going to send us their dick.
Well,
do
fuck
not,
everything.
We do not want any dicks.
No,
don't condone.
I'll take a dick.
We don't condone your dick being cut off, so just please don't fucking do it, okay?
Oh dude.
Just to, yeah, foreskin's all right. They can sacrifice a bit of that. It'll heal.
Oh, we're gonna hear this getting read back to us in court one day.
Oh no, it's just joking. We're just joking, guys.
All right, what's this mean, by the way?
Here we go. Someone has sent us a letter. And it says Kentucky popsicle.
I'm worried that's blood. I wouldn't even touch that.
Oh, fuck me.
Period. We got fucking tampons, so you don't know. It could be something.
Oh, fuck me.
So there's a bit of blood that it's
sealed with, which is creepy. So
who's it from?
Oh, no. You don't think it's a used bloody.
No. We're safe. Oh, I'm scared.
What?
Dude.
What?
I think it's. Oh. I thought it was a bag. I seriously thought that was a bag.
What is that?
It is lube.
Quite hard becomes my dicky as I watch Martin and Mickey. That I lube up my palm. Go to meatspin.com. And play till hand gets all sticky. That's pretty interesting. It's something different to fucking getting hairspray in your face. Thank you very much.
quite hard becomes my dickie as I watch Martin and Mickey.
Yeah, I know. That one got me too.
Is sick. That makes me not want to touch that, just that sentence.
Imagine people batting off. To
don't
like,
put that out there. Do not send us your cum.
No, just your dicks. All right. Well, there you go. That's the fucking experience we all had. I keep all the things, by the way, that you guys send us.
Yeah, he keeps them up his bum. He pops them up his bum. It pops them right up his bum.
So, right. Thank you.
It looks like Meat Spin is a shock site. So, you know, crazy. Remember like rotten.com with all that shit?
All right.
I think it's very similar to that.
Oh, there you go. So, if, all right. Well, that's all right then, I guess. Yeah. Meat Spin. There you go. Cool. All right. Next segment. Stunt time. And for this week, you know, stunt time is a segment where we both very equally both do very, very dangerous, scary thing where one of us could get really, really hurt. We both do the exact same amount in this segment. So, and for this week, Mike is going to cut through an electrical cord.
Oh, yeah. Stand up, please, Matt.
Matt, he's going to cut through a fucking electrical cord.
Where's the cord?
No, dude.
Ah!
No! 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 No!
Fuck! Ow! No!
Oh, God. Boss, stay there, boss.
Boss.
I did it!
That is a fucking joke. That was not plugged in, please.
Yeah, disclaimer, do not do that.
We right. Fucking pranked you, all right? He's just fucking joking with you. We fucking pranked you, dogs. Didn't we? That was all a joke, okay? That was all us acting. That's not plugged in. No one ever do that, okay?
We don't have to start fucking telling the world.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I'm just being paranoid.
Can you tell the story of your knife?
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. It makes me sick.
Oh, yeah. I was there.
We were in the kitchen. And I was like high or something. I was making some food and I put the cheese over the cord so I couldn't see the cord and started cutting with a fucking knife. Cut through the cheese and into the cord and the knife just boom exploded out of my hand and into the sink. And we looked at the knife and there's a huge chunk of steel blown out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It just like exploded like an explosion. It was disgusting. Oh, yuck.
You could have died that day.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, you nearly died.
Oh, man. That's have a die dance. A safety switch. A safety switch saved me, man. a safety switch saved me, man.
Yes.
That's such a bogan thing to say.
A safety switch saved my life. I was cutting with some scissors. Oh, fuck, dude. The giggles have returned. No. It's like Gene. Your name's Gene if you laugh like that.
Hey,
Gene.
All right. So that was the stunt time. That's prank call time. That's it. What's your next segment? Our next segment has been renamed to shit. This is a segment where we prank call. You guys send us your friends and family's numbers and we prank call them and like really scare them and make them feel very uncomfortable. I start really nice and then I gradually get really angry.
Yeah. Yes! That's great.
Stop.
Domino's, Ashley, how may I help you?
Hey, I was just wondering if I could please get just a pickup order, thanks.
Yeah, what would you like?
So I've got a few pizzas coming. Sorry, there's still just people coming through the door. But I'll look. I'll start with a pepperoni. Thanks. On what are the bases again? Sorry.
Classic, deep, and thin.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I'll go classic. Thanks. Thanks so much. And look, my partner's going to have meat lovers.
Yeah.
And that is also on the classic. Was it you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I thought so. Yeah, just on the classic, thank you.
Yeah, and is that all today?
No, sorry, there's a few more people just coming through. So I'll also get a ham and pineapple.
Yeah.
And I'll have that on the whatever you said, the classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you guys have isn't there some sort of deal or something? Surely you guys have a deal ordering this many pizzas.
There's three pizzas of bread and a drink for
$24.95. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, okay. Yeah, look, I'll get one of those deals, thanks. The one with the garlic bread or whatever.
Yeah. So let me just put that through for you.
Okay. And then there's a few more pizzas as well. There's a few more coming. God.
All right. And what pizzas?
I want another two meat lovers. All right, two meat lovers on the classic again. Barbecue meat lovers. And I want a massive pepperoni. Don't you guys have those New York slice size, those massive ones? I've want the massive pepperoni ones. God.
Yep, and is that all?
No, I want drinks. Okay, I want give me seven fucking 1 liter and 2.5, whatever the fucking shit is, all right? You know what? I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this conversation.
Dude. Oh,
I was so hard not to laugh at the end. She would have been so confused.
Oh my god. Fuck. We should call back and apologize.
Really?
Launched into that right. So quick. That's
so funny. Fucking bipolar.
Yeah. It was so nice for the
Holy
start.
Shit.
And then switch instantly. The voice changed as well.
Yeah, I made my voice a bit deeper on purpose. So I was like, I've turned from a woman to a man. And she doesn't fucking say anything.
Oh, I feel so shout out to the Domino's
yeah,
girl.
I'm so sorry, but I always feel so terrible after. But it's for it's someone's slight bit of pain is making hopefully a few people laugh. So
yeah, and it was maybe she enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go with that. She would have loved that. Yeah, you're right. Fuck you guys.
Oh,
but one thing's for certain.
We are the best. We're the best.
Oh, I wish fucking sparks came up at the end.
I think they did.
Actually, make that happen, please, Connor.
I think they did sparks.
Yeah, we'll have fireworks going off in the background.
Yeah, that would be so. Fireworks and big shit. Big spray shit at the middle of it.